It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher.
And don't forget, you can make the Fish Tank a fan tank by texting us your outrageous opinions at 424-9300.
On Sports Radio, The Ticket.
And the Fish Tank is sponsored by the Boise State Open House. The Boise State Football Open House is set for tomorrow, May 24th at Albertson Stadium from 4 to 6 p.m. Preview the best locations throughout the stadium for 2017 season tickets and enjoy exclusive access to the Blue. Parking to this event is free. We'll start the Fish Tank with an NBA. Cavaliers lost game 3 to, I think, many people may not know it. A lot of people probably turn the game off when they're winning by 20. But good news, Cleveland Cavalier fans or Warrior haters, Cavs losing game 3 was the best thing this team could have done. Last time they had 9 days rest, which is what they would have had had they swept the Celtics. Going into the Celtics series, LeBron said he didn't like it. He felt rusty. They win in game 5, get the gentleman sweep. They'll have a week off. Plus, some people may not believe in it, but bulletin board material is going to come out from the Warriors. Their owner already said that they were better than the Cavs last year. Plus, every time a team has a bunch of days off, I'm always reminded of the 2007 Rockies, who swept all the way to the World Series and then got absolutely destroyed by the Boston Red Sox. And it puts all the pressure on the Warriors. Now they're the only team that can go 16-0. LeBron, you've already lost. There's no pressure. So, Chris Lewis, we'll start with you. Sink or swim. Cavaliers losing game 3 was the best thing that could have happened to this team.
One flaw in your argument, like the Rockies. You're trying to make the Rockies analogy
with
the Warriors.
I always remember.
The Rockies had one good month. Warriors have had 3 good years.
That's all I remember when a team sweeps the playoffs and then gets beat after a bunch of days off is the 2007 Rockies. Yeah. Is it a bad comparison? Probably, but that's what I remember.
Yeah, the Rockies were, you know, a very good month for them. The Warriors have had a 3-year sample size of being better than the teams that they were facing. But with all that being said, I'm going to start with a swim.
There we go.
How about that? I'm going to start by swimming with the fish. I think there's something to be said for having, what is it going to be, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. That's a lot of days off for Golden State between basketball games. I don't care what you're doing, Bob, when you're calling a game, if you go like Boise State with an off week, doesn't it take you maybe at least a couple of drives before basketball, maybe an off week? It doesn't take a little bit to catch up? No? You're just that good. Okay, Bob's at an exceptional level of broadcaster.
I think it is when you're going to basketball for the first time, but if you get a bye week during the season,
okay.
No, I don't think so. Because I was going to sink it, so.
All right, so you're going to already give us a hint on your answer there. I just think 9 days off for a basketball player used to routine is a lot, and maybe it is only a half where they're a little bit offbeat and they commit a lot of turnovers. A bad half is all you need to lose game one at home, and if you lose game one at home, that's rough. Now, Cleveland's going to have probably a week off because I'm thinking their series is going to end on Thursday in 5. But a week is long enough to where you're going to get your break, but at least it's not 9 days where it feels like you forget how a basketball feels like in live action. So I'm with you. I'm going to swim.
There we go. Bob?
I'm going to sink. Golden State's going to have a long time off, too. It's going to be pretty even. I think the Cavs are embarrassed. You could say maybe it focuses them a little bit, but I think in the end it's going to be irrelevant, and that's why I'm going to sink you, because I don't think it mattered one way or another. And if the Celtics end up coming back to win the series or winning a few more games to force them to have to play more games, then it certainly isn't the best thing that happened to the Cavaliers. So I'll sink.
Now let's go to Major League Baseball. Last year's dominating team, the Cubs, are struggling. But that's okay, because we found our new Cubs, the Houston Astros. 30-15 as of today. The Cubs last year were 29-13. Astros have the third best run differential in baseball, plus 55. Not quite the Cubs plus 100 from last year, but still they play in the American League. A couple more runs scored there. They have second lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. The Cubs last year had the lowest ERA. They're a top 5 offensive team. Astros team made the playoffs in 2015, kind of like the Cubs did last year. The Astros started last year 11 games under 500, could never recover. But, Bob, sink or swim, the Astros are this year's version of the Chicago Cubs. Dominant pitching, dominant offense, and they're running away early with the division.
I think I'm going to sink that as well.
Wow.
I like the Astros, but last year I think everybody thought it was the Cubs' year and they were destined. I just don't have the same feel about the Astros that I had about the Cubs. I think they're probably going to win their division, but they're, what, 6 games ahead right now?
Yep, 6 games.
Texas is second. I'm not sold that Texas is not coming back. I do like what the Astros have. I think they've got one of the best arms in baseball in Keuchel. They've got some guys that are hitting. Their pickups seem to have been good. But I'm not ready to anoint the Astros. I said Cleveland at the beginning of the year, they've struggled. I'm not jumping off other teams' bandwagons to go for the Astros right now.
At least he's sticking with his picks. Chris, sink or swim. Astros, so, this year's Cubs.
Bob sounding like a stubborn man, just trying to stick to his picks, even if his picks don't look good. Going down with the ship, that's never a good way to go. Take the lifeboat every once in a while. When the lifeline is offered, you take it. And I'm going to, once again, swim with Michael Fisher.
Wow.
Now, you're saying, Bob, that it's not meant to be, right? You said that this wasn't supposed to be the year for the Astros, like it was supposed to be the year for the Cubs last year. Get a look at this. What am I showing you right here?
You're showing the old uniforms. And by the way, the uniforms with the rainbow, red, yellow, and orange was a baseball team. When I was playing baseball as like a 13-year-old, we had that exact uniform. Numbers on the front of the pants.
He's just like a throwback to my childhood. Yeah. I'm loving this. But it's a Sports Illustrated cover from 2014 that says, "Your 2017 World Series champs, the Houston Astros." Talk about meant to be. This is from 2014 in Sports Illustrated. They called it. They said, back when 2014, the Astros were terrible. They were garbage. They didn't have much in terms of ready-to-go talent. But they were building up for what would be the 2017 World Series champion. So Sports Illustrated called it. So you saying it's not meant to be? I'm saying it's absolutely meant to be. SI knew it. Now we all know it. It's a swim. They're this year's Cubs.
Now you know SI stole that idea, right?
Who they steal
2013 ESPN Magazine wrote an article, "Your 2015 World Series champions, the Kansas City Royals." They were 1 year off,
but
so
they were in the ballpark.
They were in the ballpark. So, but that I'm glad you referenced that article. Thank you, Chris.
Wasn't 15? They did win.
It was either 15 or it was. I think it was the year before. Maybe they
the
said
Giants won in 14.
Maybe they said
and
14 and then they won
in
15. But it was close.
Yeah.
And then we'll end with NFL news. The owners have agreed to change overtime down from 15 minutes to 10 minutes to, I guess, help players' safety. However, NFL, listen. Overtime in the NFL in its current format needs to go. A 10-minute overtime, it really doesn't solve much. It actually may even encourage teams to run longer, bigger drives with more plays, chew out the clock. 10 minutes in one possession is doable. Teams have done it. And really, the NFL overtime, it rewards luck. It doesn't reward skill. Chris and I learned in Madden, it rewards who wins the coin toss, not who has the better team all the time. The NFL, you need to have an overtime that rewards the better team on the field, either college overtime where it gives each team a chance, maybe move up the forced two-point conversion to the second overtime so they're not going back and forth. But the current NFL overtime, it rewards luck on a coin toss. At 10 minutes does little to help that. So, Chris, sink or swim, NFL overtime in its current format needs to go right now.
I'm going to make it a clean swimming streak.
Woo!
Swim on all of them. Because I don't hate ties like all these other people. Somebody out there just said that ties are the worst thing that has ever happened to sports. And they were apparently the Skip Bayless of their era because everybody listened to them. And it became like the most popular opinion of all time. I don't hate ties. Like sometimes after four quarters, these teams are even, and if they're even, you give them a tie. I watch soccer games, and I don't feel like I wasted my time if it ends in a tie. I saw a close game for 90 minutes in soccer, and one team didn't get it over the other. What, do you want to go down to penalty kicks? I mean, I guess when you have to decide a winner for a championship, but this is regular season we're talking about. I'm not against ties, so I'm swimming with you.
Bob?
I swim as well. I also don't hate ties. I think it causes some strategy at the end of the game. Maybe you decide to sit on the ball and take your tie and don't let the other team have a chance to come back and beat you. Or maybe if you threw the ball down the field, got some incompletions, you stop the clock to give your opponent the ball and they come down and win. If the league is truly wanting to curtail the 5 minutes because of health, because of safety, get rid of it. Don't play it. If there are other reasons you want to make it 10 minutes, like you think it fits in the TV window better, call it and say that, but don't say it's for health reasons. If it is health reasons, overtime needs to go. Only play it in the playoffs.
My question, was the last 5 minutes of overtime inherently more dangerous than the rest of the game?
No.
Like, was the last 5 minutes of it? Did a lot of players get hurt in the last 5 minutes of these games that ended in a tie last year? I don't remember any big injuries in the last 5 minutes of OT.
Did a little research, Fish. 43 years they've had overtime. They brought it in the 74 season. They have averaged 13 overtime games a season. Last year, there were just two ties. But six of the games of the 13 last year went past 10 minutes. So maybe that's why they wanted to get rid of it, because the year before, hardly any of them went past 10 minutes. But I don't know. I agree with Chris. Hey, a tie is part of sports. Sometimes you get it. Go for it. Doesn't matter. That's a result. Win, loss, tie. Yeah.